Well, it's been quite a tough week for me, but thankfully to God, I'm back here strong. But let me say thank you to you, Steve Zandra, and the rest of the team for holding the fort from Monday through. Yeah. And today is the 9th day of May, yes, 2026. Hey, it looks like I want to go back. Anyway, so 2026, the 9th day of May, and I know very well that if you're a Ghanaian, and especially if you're a football fan, May 9th will always ring a bell in your mind. Yes, it was a Wednesday, but today happens to be a Saturday when at Accra Sports Stadium we had a May 9th stadium disaster after a league match between Accra Sofok and Kumasi Asante Kotoko. Some fans were not happy with officiating, started breaking chairs, throwing chairs at each other, and then unfortunately the police stepped in, throwing tear gas into the crowd. Unfortunately, it caused a stampede, and we lost 127 football fans at Accra Sports Stadium. It's never happened in the annals of Ghana football. It's never happened in our history. And we pray it never happens again, ever, in our football history here in Ghana. And as happens almost every year, Mr. Herbert Mensah, he was there, the CEO of Kumasi Asante Kotoko, when that unfortunate disaster happened. He has always been commemorating the anniversary of the lost souls. And this year as well, it happens to be a very special commemoration of the May 9th disaster, because it's exactly 25 years since that disaster happened at Accra Sports Stadium. Yes, indeed, it happened on the 9th of May 2001. All right, so yesterday, Herbert Mensah and a team from Accra, including members or family members of the victims of the May 9th disaster, somewhere from Accra, they came together with Herbert Mensah, somewhere already here in Kumasi. And yesterday, they paid a courtesy call on His Royal Majesty 24482 at the Menchia Palace. We'll be hearing from Herbert Mensah on that meeting with His Royal Majesty. They also visited there, the Kumasi Central Mosque, to also receive prayers from the chief imam, as well as other Muslim clerics, to the families of the departed, as well as for Ghana as a whole. Now today, as we speak now, the team has converged, and there's going to be a big float across the principal streets here of Kumasi, all in commemoration of the 25th anniversary of the May 9th disaster that happened in Accra. T-shirts have been shared here on radio and on all other radio stations here in Kumasi. And so wear your May 9th white t-shirt. Let's go and commemorate this all-important day. We pray it never happens it never happens in our history anymore. 127 people dying just after going to watch a league match. It's something that we don't want to hear again. It was very horrific on the day. Those who were in there, if they are giving you a vivid description of what happened, it's quite chilling. You don't want to hear that. All right, so today we dedicate the show to the lives and the memories of the 127 football fans who died in that unfortunate disaster at Accra Sports Stadium. Okay, and Go Fools Ghana has sealed a $5 million US partnership with Ghana Football. Yes, and this package was announced yesterday. We are going to get through into it. We'll take a look at the Black Star squad against Mexico and reasons behind the decision to drop Dreams FC goalkeeper Gideon Asieko for House of Folk shortstopper Benjamin Asari. In fact, he's Ghana's number one goalkeeper. So there were six local players in that squad that's going to play against Mexico. Had it not been the goalkeeper of Dreams FC being taken off the list, out of the six, three of them were from Dreams FC. Is it not surprising? Meanwhile, Dreams FC are not the league leaders. For you to say that they are playing some better football, Biama. Anyway, this month of fair says that the Mexico friendly is a key test for the Black Stars ahead of the 2026 FIFA World Cup. And Stanbic Bank yesterday donated 3 million Ghana cedis to support the Black Stars. There are other donations. We are going to talk about that as well. And Asamoah has named his strike against USA in the 2010 FIFA World Cup as his favorite World Cup goal. We'll be sharing that goal with you on our Facebook page, Love995, when we start streaming online. And also, bring you other goals that he scored to find out whether indeed you agree with him when he says that was his favorite goal. We are ready for qualification. Black Princess's coach, that's Charles Sampson, as they play against their counterparts from Uganda. The match will be played at the Kampala Fufa Stadium in Kidiba at exactly 1 p.m. today. Ghana has a 2-1 advantage going into the second leg of that game. And the Black Stars are expected to play Mali in an international friendly ahead of the under-17 AFCON in Morocco. The team itself is currently in Morocco. And then we shall be checking out the Ghana Premier League matches coming up this weekend as well. But before all these, there's going to be the fixtures from the major European leagues, the English Premier League, the Spanish La Liga, the Italian Serie A, the German Bundesliga, as well as the French Liga. Already we know the winners of the Bundesliga and the Italian Serie A. Now, Mikel Arteta is urging his players and fans to show hunger as they inch closer to the league title. Arsenal are playing against West Ham tomorrow at the London Stadium. That's a London derby. Liverpool are playing Chelsea today, and Man City are playing Brentford. Manchester United are also in action. All the fixtures and reactions ahead of the game coming up to you here this morning on the show. And Arsenal are in the Champions League final for only the second time in the club's history. Now, the London club is also chasing their first Premier League title in 22 years. Can Arteta and his boys deliver? We'll take a look at the Champions League and how the finals is going to look like. And Unai Emery making history once again, guiding a club to the final of the Europa Cup. And this time, it's no other than Aston Villa. And Man United's Bruno Fernandes has won the Football Writers Association Best Player, or he's won the Football Writers Men's Award. Yes, indeed, Bruno Fernandes. He really does. He does deserve this, indeed. Yes, because he's had a very, very super season. And Bournemouth have dropped defender Alex Jimenez from their squad from today's game, while investigations continue over social media posts. The man, Alex Jimenez, is reported to have been engaging a 15-year-old in a conversation on social media. We don't do that. Masa. Yeah, yes, sir. Go and ask Adam Johnson. Like joke. If you are not careful, the next thing is that you are grooming the girl. And then they open the doors of the jail for you. We'll be taking a look at Real Madrid. Yes, indeed, a lot of things happening in the camp of Real Madrid. It is blows upon blows. Fight. We had reports earlier in the week of Antonio Rudiger slapping defender Carreras. Then later on, we picked up information that there was a fight between Federico Valverde and Tchouaméni. That was on Wednesday. We hear that the fight escalated on Thursday. They say Valverde got to the training grounds. You know, he's a senior player. Tchouaméni says, hey, senior man, you have a chair. Nothing happened on the pitch after training. They go back to the dressing. Valverde will go again. Hey, Tchouaméni, I'm super here. I say, senior man, you know, I'm too mensa. I'm super here. And he said, Valverde went to the hospital. He's not part of the Real Madrid team today. Oh, what is happening, Madrid? Who can calm down the egos of all these players in there? There's been a spat between Bellingham and Vinicius Jr. Are the coaches in charge not waiting enough to attract some respect from the players? Because we're not seeing this sort of attitude when Carlo Ancelotti was in charge. Anyway, so there is more to talk about here, and the BBC is reporting that Real Madrid are expected to hold talks with Jose Mourinho on a return as head coach of the club. And US President Donald Trump on the World Cup ticketing, he says that the pricing is too high. If he was a football fan, he was not going to pay for that. Okay, so the program is kick off here on your superstation, Love 99.5 FM, 17 minutes after 6. My name is Delali Atia. So the program is kick off. Steve Zando is in here. Fifi Manfred, Xavier Clemente will all be joining very soon, as well as Joshua. But the program is airborne. All right, so Steve, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Delali. Yeah. Are you good?
Well, yes, fine. Mm. It's getting better, yes.
Yes.
Sorry. Yeah, sorry. Okay, so we are 17 minutes through to 6 already. Yeah, and all right.
Today's May 9th, eh?
Today's May 9th, yes. Mm. We commemorating the 25th anniversary of that unfortunate incident that happened at Accra Sports Stadium.
Yeah. It's sad. I mean, so like you said, it happened 25 years ago.
25. I mean, it was just like yesterday.
But yes. 25 years ago, we didn't have lights in our village.
Okay.
What happens during match days is that we use battery to power this black and white television.
Okay.
And so you pay, I remember so well, the gold coin, is it 500? The old currency, the gold coin.
I've forgotten.
The 500 gold coin.
Okay.
Before.
Oh, it was 50.
Before you enter the TV room.
Okay.
So you watch the game. And so we didn't hear much of these stories till the next day.
Yeah.
When the newspapers captured the stories and it was all over radio, television, GTV and stuff like that. I wish I was in the city then, you know, following the issues
as it
unfolds. But unfortunately, at the time, we didn't have light in our village. So
I remember I used to work at Focus Line Traveling Tours then, back in Edum. I mean, that morning, I saw a couple of friends at Edum boarding a bus. I mean, there were buses at Edum. They were going to Accra to go and watch the game. It was a Wednesday.
Mm.
Yeah. So, I mean, I remember I saw two friends of mine. Fortunately, they came back safely.
Yeah.
So,
but for your work, would you have traveled to watch the game?
No, I don't think so. Okay. I don't think so, yeah. So, I mean, I listened to commentary from the office. And I had a girlfriend at the time whose birthday was 9th May. So, after work, I paid her a visit.
Wow.
I listened to the commentary. Nothing happened. Paid her a visit. I mean, we sat somewhere. But then, I think we're sitting somewhere around Bantama. And then, we're watching TV. There was a TV at the place. And all of a sudden, we heard that 10 people had died at Accra Sports Stadium. Hey, but what is happening? Then, after about some 30 minutes, then, number has increased to 35.
Hey.
Around about 9 p.m. when we were leaving, we were talking about 60-something. And by the time I got home around 10 p.m., getting to 11, it was almost 90-something.
Hmm.
I mean, the numbers kept on increasing. By the time we slept and woke up in the morning, over 120 people had died. Very, very unfortunate indeed. But I don't know whether we've learned any useful lessons, because after that incident, we've still had a lot of chaos in our stadiums where...
But worse things have happened.
Yeah, where we've lost lives indeed. And even just last year, we lost another life at a football park. And so... as we commemorate the day, I think that we should also bear in mind that our actions within the confines of the stadium can result to what happened on May 9th. And so let's be very measured. No matter how passionate we are about our clubs and decisions from referees, we should just make sure that we go to the stadium and come back home as we left home.
No, but the issue is that most of these people following football now don't have sharp memories of how May 9 happened, because I mean, it happened 25 years ago.
Yeah.
So if you were 8 at the time, you are 33 now, you don't really appreciate the issues that happened then.
Yeah.
And so they don't know the gravity of the issue. But Delali, you see, I was at the Baba Yara Sports Stadium when the supporters created chaos after a game, I think a Champions League or Confederation game, to the extent that the Kotoko players and the technical team had to be evacuated in armor cards.
Yeah.
And it was so bad.
Just recent,
exactly.
Right? Exactly. So
Kotoko played Brekum Chelsea after the game. Robert Boudlet was fired.
Yeah.
To the extent that a supporter was injured.
And somebody even lost their
eye,
I remember.
So a lot of worse things happened.
And all these were after May 9th.
Yes. So, like you're saying, we've not learned any lesson. But you see, Dela, it looks like we almost forget the day every day.
Now, Herbert Mensah said something yesterday at Menshia. We'll play back that voice for our listeners to also take a listen to. But he says that it is the responsibility of the Ghana Football Association to ensure... Those are the words, to ensure the safety of soccer fans at the stadium.
But they are the football governing body.
Yeah.
And they are organizing the competition. So they are supposed to lead. If the IGP, the Ghana Police Service, has to come in, it must be an initiative from the GFA. Let me commend Mr. Herbert Mensah. Because, you see, throughout all these years, all the things that he has done, it looks like he almost commemorates the May 9 every day.
Yeah.
The series of donations that he does, the fact that he reaches out to victims of these families.
We need to say a big thank you to those who are also supporting him in this cause.
So together with his team.
Yeah.
And so people wait for the occasion of May 9 to celebrate or commemorate the day. But it looks like the foundation, the organization, the partners of Mr. Herbert Mensah, they do it every day to reach out to the victims of these families. So, I mean, it's sad. Like you said in your introduction.
He even spoke about one boy who has now... completed his university.
I think the mother was pregnant 6
yeah,
months or
yeah.
so.
Yeah, so when he was born, his father was gone through this unfortunate incident. And I mean, he's got help from others in getting him a computer and all that to, you know, go on with his life. It's rather unfortunate, but that is how it is. Yeah. It's destiny. It's also played a role anyway. But then we pray, we hope that it doesn't happen. We'll be having more on the May 9 disaster. We are going to hear from Herbert Mensah and what he said after that visit to the mosque yesterday and to the Menchia Palace as well. But for now, we get ready to bring you our foreign tidbits here on the show. It's 23 minutes after 6.
The last one, we can begin with some stories making rounds. And the first story is Manchester United captain Bruno Fernandes has won the Football Writers Association's Men's Footballer of the Year. The midfielder has scored 8 goals and provided 20 assists in 34 games across all competitions for the Red Devils this season. Now, Fernandes finished with 45% of the votes from the FWA's 900-plus members. He claimed 28 more than Arsenal midfielder Declan Rice in second, while Manchester City striker Ellen Haaland was third. So congratulations to Manchester United midfielder Bruno Fernandes for winning the FWA Men's Player of the Year award. Now, Real Madrid teammate, like you mentioned in your introduction, Aurelien Tchouaméni and Federico Valverde have been fined €500,000 each after an investigation into a training ground altercation between the pair.
€500,000 each.
But that's just like 2 weeks salary So me. Now, the players were involved in a physical confrontation at the end of training on Wednesday, with tempers understood to have fled again in training on Thursday, with Valverde ending up in hospital and later being diagnosed with cranioencephalic trauma. And I just checked Google. This is a damage to the brain resulting from external force, such as force, accident, and violence.
Hey, Tchouaméni.
The blow was that heavy.
Tchouaméni.
The blow was that heavy.
I said the man went and said, Tchouaméni here, we want you to challenge Senior Min Pesa
denying.
Senior Min Pesa denying. Now we'll be trying to over to your Madrid. We'll share muscle next time.
And the brain was nearly affected.
The man is out of this week and next week.
Yes. I think Madrid.
So it tells you the gravity of.
Yes. The blow. Happened. I mean, Madrid is saying that he's supposed to be in the house for 14 days or so. It tells you that he's really, really serious to the extent that he was hospitalized. I've never heard anything like this before.
Tchouaméni. is he a Congolese background or
okay, I can check that for you.
Ugandan. Yeah, we'll check.
All right. Let's talk about the Premier League matches slated for today at 11:30 AM this morning. There's lunchtime kickoff between Liverpool and Chelsea at the Anfield. Chelsea interim manager Callum McFarlane admit the Chelsea team performance has not been good enough.
No, I wouldn't agree with that. The performances haven't been good enough. We're in a really bad run at the moment. The Leeds performance was a glimmer where we thought we could build on that, and we weren't able to do that. But I do see these boys every day, every training session, every meeting in the gym. They're in a good place to go and attack games. We just haven't been able to translate that on the game on Monday. So hopefully we can improve that on Saturday.
That was Chelsea interim coach Callum McFarlane. Dela, not to take you back, but Tchouaméni is of Cameroonian descent, yes. He acquired French nationality on December 19, 2000 through the collective effect of his parents.
He's a hard Cameroonian.
Yes.
Allah.
The punch in the movie.
Catch up.
Hey! But the Bibinini Bruni Okuna, Bibinini Bubruni Nanemeni Hajiyo.
Have you? Let's. You're welcome. Good morning. How are you?
Bibini Bubunia, Bibini Boxing, Bibini Bubunia. Magisterial Barcelona! That's all Papa and any home power man.
Good morning.
Good morning.
But who caused the fight?
I don't know, man. But the end result is what I'm interested in, that he beat him to pop.
Me, I'm going to have a description from someone.
Beat him to pop.
Sure. They say he went and Germany was sitting somewhere going to say, hey, oh, Germany, who knows?
Madrid. It's
chaotic. I mean,
no, but I see,
The dressing room is in a mess.
One Avaro, their manager himself, he's not somebody that I think the players respect. You know, when you gather the so-called Galacticos or so-called
they are not Galacticos.
No, they are not Galacticos.
Superstars.
that's the word I was looking for. If you gather superstars.
A galaxy of them.
Yes, and you have a situation where each of them wants to do something to leave a legacy at Real Madrid. Record is what most of them are interested in. Breaking records is what most of them are interested in. So Vini is there, Mbappe is there, all those guys are around. And when Mbappe was at PSG, he caused them a lot of problems when he was there.
Even before he left.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. He caused them a lot of problems. That this guy,
can you believe he played a match and left when he was substituted, did not sit on the bench, went through just with his mom or somebody.
Yes. So
you remember?
Yes.
Yeah.
Took up the jersey, put on his jeans and just left. So Abaloa, for me, is not somebody who can instill discipline in the dressing room.
And these things happen even from the start of Xabi Alonso.
But
Ancelotti was around,
even there were traces of that. Even under Ancelotti,
yes. But he was able to handle it in a more matured and better manner. But the way they are going around it, I mean, how? Because for a player like Carreras, for instance, they say he has an attitudinal problem. He disrespects almost everybody, including the coach. The coach makes a substitution, brings on Ferran Garcia. He thinks that he's the one who is supposed to be. To come because he's better. Then he's laughing, smiling, you know, mocking the manager. And where do you get it?
There's no discipline in. Yeah. But there's no discipline. I mean, if you look at them even play, clearly you can see that they are not a disciplined side. And the manager himself is also not that top notch. Let me use that expression. He's not that top notch to instill that discipline. They don't respect him. They don't have any regard for him. Just like Chelsea's former coach.
So
the players are like that. You see, sometimes it's only about your experience as a coach, but it's also about even your age. Some of the players are like that. I mean, they look at your age and they look at theirs and they look at the difference and look at the difference and they say, because we are almost the same age. How can you come and instruct me to lead this or to do that? And they'll make sure that they kick you out.
Are we not supposed to expect some level of professionalism from these players?
That's what I'm saying, that sometimes you can get a player who is a very good player, superstar, but it's also disciplined. You get it. But other times, in majority of situations, you can get superstars who are indisciplined. And that's what happens. Mm-hmm. The ego is what sells them sometimes.
But it looks like in this current team, those on their other side, the negative side, they are getting too much.
Yeah. So players, much. You have to be very arrogant. The ego, you have to have ego. You have to be very proud, and that is what gives them it sells them outside. You see, everybody talks about them, and all of a sudden, everybody is discussing them, and they give them the mileage that they want.
But do you know what Antonio Rudiger did to that of the Carreras incident? When the incident happened, he took the guy and his wife out on a dinner to resolve the issue.
Meanwhile, when you go to Brazil, Neymar has also assaulted one of the junior players in there. Happens to be the son of. Robinho, who is now in jail in Brazil. You know, he committed a rape offense in Italy, but he's jailed. He's been jailed in Brazil for 9 years. And Neymar also slapped the boy. Later on, comes back to say he's sorry. The guy says that he was his mentor when he was a small boy. And why are the senior players also losing it?
But it's frustrating.
And for the Neymar one, that's what happened. The guy dribbled him in the training grounds.
Sometimes when it happens on the field, like that the players the next time you can, they will just kick you.
Yeah.
Also, be butu be our tears. So what you know good Neymar
say? I remember Ampia and Joe Louis. Yes, was doing the thing at the stadium. No, they are fun. No, they are fun. She no corner baby. No. Next time you will see that you are playing with the city.
Okay, Dela, let's listen to Liverpool manager Arne Slot. He's been speaking ahead of the big game for this weekend, Chelsea. He says it is going to be a difficult game for both teams.
Okay. Information is correct. A few of their players that we've been really missing have come back. So it will probably be a stronger team than last week. If the players that they say are back, that will be massive for them, as it is for any team. If you miss out your best players, that's never helpful to get results. But it's always a difficult game for both teams because there's so much quality on both ends. So, it doesn't matter that much at the moment, I think, how much you lost or how much you won. It's a game between a lot of very good individual players.
That was Liverpool manager Arne Slot. The other games
at 2 p.m. Shoes.
Oh, but he will qualify for the Champions League. So, one heartful supporter said, "This real money is always and the reaction of the players and them and them or the brothers." Anyway, Fulham is playing Bournemouth. We have Sunderland versus Manchester United. And United interim manager Michael Carrick says it is satisfying to have old players and the board behind him while he continues to deliver results on the field of play.
I just think as a coach or a manager, I think, or as a leader of a group, you're only a leader of a group if people kind of want to follow you, really. And it's not a thing that you can talk about so much. It's actions kind of prove that. So when I feel the support and I feel that the boys are all connected, not so much with me, but you've shown it together on the pitch is the most important thing, really. And they've clearly shown that in different ways. That's the most pleasing thing. And then we try to guide them and help them in certain ways. But it's satisfying when you can see them putting it together as a team.
That was Manchester United interim coach Michael Carrick. Now, at 4:30 p.m. today, Man City will be playing Brentford. I'm sure the Arsenal fans will really, really focus on this game. City manager Pep Guardiola has hailed Brentford for having an incredible season.
So good to replace Thomas. So incredible season. Clear what they do. Difficult to challenge them. But same time. Three games left in Etihad and go for it. So I've done an incredible job. And it's not just for one day and forget what happened in the past or in the future. All the things work when you are consistent to do it. That's why the Premier League is always as unbelievable because they show have to do every single week.
That was Manchester City manager Pep Guardiola. On Sunday, that is tomorrow, Burnley will be playing Aston Villa at the Turf Moor at 1 p.m. We have Crystal Palace at the Selhurst Park versus Everton. Nottingham Forest will be up against Newcastle United before Arsenal travel to play West Ham United. Now, Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta is prepared on delivering a historic season by winning both the Champions League and the Premier League. He also shared how he felt when City dropped points against Everton on Wednesday.
Prepare and show the same level of energy, hunger and desire that we've shown all season or more, because as you said, we are closer and closer, and everything that we don't know is going to matter to win it or not. I was in a really high emotional state after the game, obviously, because we know what it means to everybody, to the club. You could tell what it means to everybody, but you have to believe me. Straight after that, my concentration, my focus, my energy was, okay, West Ham, what do we have to do in the mental side, physically?
Champion coach Mikel Arteta. So after 35 matches in the Premier League, Arsenal lead the table with 76 points. Man City follow with 71 points, but they have a game in hand. Man United are third with 64 points. Liverpool fourth with 58. Aston Villa fifth with 58. I'm looking for Chelsea 1-2-1-2. Okay, Chelsea. Oh, I found Chelsea.
They are tenth.
Yeah, Chelsea is ninth.
Oh, ninth.
Yeah. Hey. So Chelsea, Everton, Fulham, they are on same point, 48 points. Wow.
But this Chelsea thing, we are making it look like it started just now. Look, two seasons ago, Arsenal played second. But the difference between Arsenal and Chelsea was 44 points. 2 seasons ago, 44. Oh, yeah.
Oh, but
last season, improved to 20-something. Now what's the difference between Arsenal and Chelsea?
Okay, so Chelsea, 40, I think it's back Chelsea to 19 48 or and then 76 minus 48. Okay, let me try and get it for you.
About 28 points.
Yeah, it doesn't look like they will win their remaining three matches as well.
About 28 points.
76 minus 48. I count that. 28 points. 28 that's points. Serious. But at least the team improved under Enzo Maresca.
But where is the improvement?
No, but
okay, well,
in terms of the loss that they won.
But then the management were not happy with the results that he was recording. That's why they gave him the sack.
Enzo Maresca. Yeah. But Enzo Maresca, he was not sacked though. But that's what the Chelsea fans have been saying. he decided to quit because he wanted total control and he was not getting that. So I don't think he was sacked. So if you look at the drop zone, West Ham 18th, Burnley 19th, and Wolves, they've been relegated away as well as Burnley. Now let's go to the Spanish La Liga at 4 p.m. today. Atletico Madrid.
El Clasico.
Yes, Atletico Madrid is playing Celta Vigo today at 4:30 p.m. before Barcelona take on Real Madrid tomorrow at.
Will these players pass to each other on the pitch?
Who they play?
Rudiger, Alvaro, Carrares.
And I hear there's a division in the dressing room. There is a French connection and there's also the South American connection. So,
so Vinicius Junior is
Group. And his group.
And then Kylian Mbappe.
And also his group.
So, where's Jude Bellingham?
Mbappe, Kamavinga, Tchouaméni,
those guys,
One side.
Then the other one.
I'm interested in Jude. Where is Jude?
You choose one. Definitely have to go on.
and
Jude is not on good terms with Vinicius.
No, definitely.
So you lean towards
the French side.
The French side, yeah.
No, but 10 years ago, this Madrid team used to have array of stars, but they managed to control the dressing room.
Because they had a manager then who was very tough. They had a manager who was very tough. Abelwa is just a caretaker coach. He's not substantive. He's not being given a point.
No, but Javier, is it not about this player? Because like you said, this pocket of incident started under even Ancelotti before Xabi Alonso inherited it. So I'm saying that at the time, they had Ozil, Cristiano Ronaldo, Xabi Alonso, Sami Khedira, Karim Benzema. These were big players, much more better than this player that we are watching now. But they managed the dressing room to the extent
these guys have started to end.
I don't get it. Okay, the life you look at the Spanish La Liga team, Barcelona lead with 88 points. Real Madrid follow with 77. It looks like Barcelona already.
But they've won. No. Mathematically,
they've not won.
So that's good.
If Madrid should beat them today, Madrid will come back into the competition. But then with the perspective in mind that maybe Barca will lose all the rest of their matches. And they will win all the rest of their matches. So...
Villarreal third, Atletico Madrid fourth, Real Betis fifth. The drop zone we have Levante, Alaves, and Oviedo. So Kwesi Sibo is going down.
Where is this Inaki Williams and his brother Nico?
They are eighth. At least they are sixth.
Athletic.
But Kwesi Sibo is going down. So
going down where?
Oh, but they
Real Oviedo has been relegated.
Relegated, yeah. So Black Stars champion midfielder. Let me take you to.
We're a champion midfielder. We don't have midfielders.
Let me take you to the Italian Serie A. The Lazio is playing.
Abatuko is a champion midfielder.
Champion.
He had to go. A champion midfielder.
Oui. Don't use that phrase again. Just say midfielder.
Okay. Blasters midfielder.
Thank you.
Blasters player. Blasters player.
I don't know who's senior manager.
Senior manager.
I come go anyway. Lazio is playing Inter Milan at 4 p.m. today in the Italian Serie A. We have Lecce versus Juventus. AC Milan will play Atalanta tomorrow at 6:45 p.m. Inter Milan lead with 82 points. Wow. And Napoli follow with 70 points. AC Milan are third with 67. Juventus fourth with 65. AS Roma fifth. Como sit in there. To the drop zone, we have Cremonese, Verona, and Pisa. These are the teams in the relegation zone of the Italian Serie A. Lastly, in the French Liga, yesterday, Lens beat Nantes by 1-0 to close the gap to just 3 points behind Paris Saint-Germain. And then tomorrow, some key matches will be played. AS Monaco will be up against Lille. We have PSG versus Brest. And then, of course, Toulouse will be playing against Olympique Lyon. If you look at the French Liga table, PSG still lead with 70 points with a game in hand. Lens follow with 67 points. Olympique Lyon are third with 60 points. And we have Lille on the fourth position with 58 points. Angers, 90s, and Metz looks like they will be relegated because they are in the relegation zone. Dela, let's move on to some tennis stories because Novak Djokovic was beaten by... Gatsi qualifier. qualifier Dino Prismic on his return to action in the Italian Open second round. However,
he should just call it today.
Yes.
He feels he has too much power in his limbs to continue. Man, so
there's no power.
He's getting embarrassed every time. Yeah.
The results show that there's no power.
There's no
there are
power.
Times if you don't leave when the plaudits are high, you probably will do worse things to covered all the good things that you did in the past. So I agree too. Lastly, in Formula One, Formula One bosses have agreed to make changes to the sports engine regulations for the 2027 season by tweaking the current near 50-50 power split, which will see an increase in internal combustion output. So this will come as a good news to most of the Formula One players, actors who have been complaining about this regulation of 50-50 power split.
Anyway, but some of the tennis players are also threatening to boycott the Wimbledon. Sabalenka, we have Coco Gauff joining. We have, what's the guy's name? Jannik Sinner. All joining in. So
well, these are big guys.
Yeah, they are talking about the purse and why they feel that they are being cheated. But Charlie, the money they are giving them to is no small.
And
but they are also looking at the benefits coming to the organizers, which is very, very huge, way huge.
Yeah.
And so they feel that, Charlie, they are taking them for granted. Mm. That's a more brain and growth.
Yeah.
Even most of the slams have had increase in terms of percentage for these players, but they are still complaining
because of the magnitude of what is going to
the organizers.
They are the attraction. Yeah. You get it? They are the attraction. They are playing. And so if they are the attraction...
How much are they giving them now?
For the Wimbledon, I'll just have to check on the purse. There's an increment from last year.
Yeah,
I mean, 20. In every year, there's an increment.
There must be, because the cost increases.
But they feel that even the increment is not enough. It's not sufficient.
Yeah, but like you said, these players are earning a lot.
They're earning... What do you mean they're earning a lot?
Okay, well, anyway. But,
but yeah, the actors, yeah, the reason why that competition is organized.
They know why they are saying what they are saying.
Without them, they
are earning a lot, yes. But they feel that the organizers are taking way too advantage of them and earning even too much. So,
it's not easy. Because, but like, these are big players in the...
Fifi, can you take the... Okay, so let's see. How are you?
Bonjour.
Ça va?
Ça va bien. Et toi? Tu es bien?
I choose to answer from here.
Tu ne parles pas français bien.
Ah, well?
Ton français est un peu.
You got me?
Yes,
oh, no, that's it. Yeah. All right, Fifi, how are you?
Well, I'm doing very well. Last night there is got some of us in town till almost 12 a.m.
Yeah, okay.
Because I had to go to to go to some Treso South, for some one or two preparations, and when I was coming, the traffic was wow.
This is the traffic situation in Kumasi, especially on this stretch.
Yeah, you're talking
from Ejusu to even to Amaga Junction.
Anyway,
it's terrible. Because of this traffic that they activated at the...
And there's some construction work also at Amaga Junction.
Yes.
The traffic is terrible.
The whole week has been
the traffic
bad.
Is terrible. Mm. But do you have any alternative routes?
When you take the Georgia or the Cassie route to Charlie's at 4 p.m., another
one. Do you know that sometime, somewhere before, I think about 3 or 4 months ago, that your Cassie stretch, I was locked towards Atinga.
Yeah,
I spent like 2 hours.
And there's nowhere to pass.
Maybe I was stuck there for like 3 hours.
So that's the point I was making. That you see, we construct routes, and we only think about today. And it's sometimes I don't understand why. I don't understand how some of us we think. These politicians. It's a very important point that I want to make.
So please build it up and let's get back to our discussion.
It's a very important point that I want to make. These are politicians. I don't know how what goes through their mind when they are doing some of these things. So. They can't think ahead.
Okay.
Recently, I went through KNUST, and I was amazed at the foresight of Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, the former head of state or president, whatever.
The first one.
I was amazed. Look at what the land. He anticipated that after a certain number of years, the population will grow. This will happen. Yeah. That will happen. So let's do it this way.
Yeah.
He did it.
Have you, and also at a KNUST, recent VCs have, I think, starts from Professor Udanso.
I went to UCC, but anytime I get to KNUST, I just love the place.
Yeah.
The architecture, the greenery, the way the place has been kept, so
and,
nice.
And the land there had not been encroachment.
No.
Like, the land is beyond Bwedi.
Yes.
I know been encroachment. It's beyond Bwedi. So I mean,
by being where they are now, where the space they occupy now for me is okay.
Yeah.
So the point is that if you are coming from Ejusu to Tech and Royal Junction, What are the alternative routes?
Go through St. Louis Jubilee.
But you still come and end up here.
Okay.
So we didn't think I had to know that we have to get some other places where if there's a problem here, we have to go through this side, go through that side. You are always the biaba kukwana ni anamso sa na kabia besesu ni abejinosa ni abejinosa. Now, what I mean to the most annoying part of the whole thing is that those who are supposed to do the right thing, politicians there, you know, oh man, you are too.
You branch.
I mean, they fixed the bypass as a Kori Mampong towards the side.
Charlie, okay, so they fixed it, yeah. So it's 13 minutes to 7. Okay, all right, so Vivi, all of a sudden, it looks like supporters of Arsenal, including myself,
have a
positive feeling.
About 99%.
There'll be 95.
Oh, 95? That you win the league.
That we'll win the league and the Champions League.
For the Champions League, you can win it. The league, you can win the league. I mean, everything points to the fact that Arsenal should be able. I mean, you should be able to win the league. But if a Champions League, if you had met Bayern in the final, that would have been very easy for. But PSG is a different competition altogether.
Oh, but PSG, okay, Fifi. Your thought on that?
It looks as if have you dimmed
the. No, he can't dim it.
But I think that that's what winning does to most Arsenal fans. And for me, if you look at the second leg of the Paris Saint Germain Bayern game, it showed you why Mikel Arteta is a top manager. You realize that in that game, Luis Enrique brought his dark art side of the game to that match, where after going up by a good 2-0. He essentially said, let me drop. This time, let me not repeat the mistake I did at the Parc des Princes by going up 5-2 and allowing them to make it 5-4. Because if Bayern had scored first, the tie could have been different altogether.
Yeah.
But he decided to manage the lead that he had on aggregate and then make sure that he stays in it and gets the job done. There are, Man City were always going to drop points. And I remember I was telling you that going away to the Dale Hickinson Stadium is going to be the Dale Hickinson Stadium was.
Look, sorry, but that referee on that day was part of City getting that equalizer. Well, okay, they say the board is the minimum they show anyway, but the 6 minutes was exhausted.
Because of celebrations.
I've accepted. That's why I said they say even the board that they show is
the minimum. It's a minimum, man. Minimum of time. Yes.
The games, when I tuned in, City were up by a goal.
Yeah.
I think it was in the second half. So when I look at the game's intensity, I just could feel that Everton will score. And I was telling myself that when Pep was coming to England and then people, the naysayers were saying that he will not thrive in England, those were some of the games that they were referring to. The long balls, the second balls, the likes of Barry, Eleman in Diaye being the ball carrier and literally distorting your shape. You have little to no control in the game at all. That is what Everton did to Manchester City over there. And like Mikel Arteta said, almost every Arsenal fan were in high emotions at the time. But he had to quickly jump into planning the game against West Ham United. I think if you look at the games that Arsenal have to play, and you compare them to Manchester City, on paper, it looks as if City have the easiest games. But Arsenal would have to be decisive, as they've done. Like I was saying a couple of days ago that in going to the Champions League semi-final, they didn't have any reason to worry about the English Premier League that night. They just had to finish off Atletico Madrid. And it was just one goal. You get that off the way. Now the Champions League it has been put to bed. You wait till the 30th of this month. Between now and the 30th, you have to kill the English Premier League and take it away. And it starts against West Ham United. Yes, West Ham would like to stay in the Premier League. They would like to be in the... they are trying so hard. But I just think it's not going to be enough. I think when Chelsea lost to Nottingham Forest, and then Tottenham Hotspur also got the results over the last few weeks, that it sort of condemned West Ham also to the relegation, and it meant that we're going to stay in there. So I think Arsenal will finish it up again. Arsenal will play at home, right?
Yeah.
Arsenal going away to the Land Olympic Stadium. Yeah. Still, I still think Arsenal will get a win. I still think Arsenal going to get. I heard you talk about Madrid. The Madrid is the reason for Madrid's current problem. Florentino Perez and Football Club Real Madrid. They are reaping everything that they've sowed as a club.
Really?
Yes, they have. Okay. I mean, when you listen to yourself, you mentioned that Carlo Ancelotti had scores of these problems. Mm. Is Carlo Ancelotti not known to have coached Madrid and its Galacticos in the last few years? Carlo Ancelotti has won the Champions League back-to-back with players with far more egos
than these guys.
In fact, we all accept and we know that for Football Club Real Madrid, the team tends to succeed when there is a player-oriented manager, one person that comes in and then manages the players and their ego and doesn't focus too much on the systems and the tactical setup. I mean, it doesn't mean that the player-oriented managers don't focus on tactics as well. But these guys are excellent tactical managers. There has been a coach who has also won Champions League three-peat in Zinedine Zidane. All the same guys at Madrid with Cristiano Ronaldo, with Benzema, with some of the big names.
Toni Kroos,
huh? Gareth Bale.
Come on.
These guys, they won it with them. That the problem with Madrid is that in the times where they were successful with Zidane and Ancelotti, the man management of these coaches were excellent. However, there seemed to have been a clear leader of the team in terms of who was the boss or the face of Madrid, which was Cristiano Ronaldo. Now, you realize that after that, the de facto leader on the field of play became Karim Mustafa Benzema, who eventually also went on to win the Ballon d'Or. Now, later on, when Karim Benzema left, he now fell on the thighs of Vinicius Jr. He had opportunity. If you remember that season, Vinny was the main guy for Madrid as well. Everybody played for him. Everybody played to his tune. Everybody saw Vinny as the leader of Madrid. Now, that season, he couldn't win the Ballon d'Or. It sort of coincided with the arrival of Kylian Lutin Mbappe. Mbappe comes in. Mbappe obviously is coming to Madrid because he thinks that Madrid will platform him to be able to win the Ballon d'Or, something that had eluded him at Paris Saint-Germain. He comes into the club and then, one, the positional fight between himself and then Vinny Jr. Both of them love to play off the left and cut inside. Again, in a club like that you don't have a clear-cut leader of the team, there is always those undertones from the entourages, from both entourages. So Mbappe's entourage feel like he has to work hard, get goals, and then be the face of Madrid. Vinny Jr. same. And if you listen to the reports that Marca has been talking about, they said that under Xabi Alonso, there were scores of people in Madrid, some of the players like Vinny Jr., like Federico Valverde, who was in the spot with Orange Chimini just yesterday, who just did not like Xabi Alonso and his style because he tend to have just focused too much on the systems and all of that, and they didn't really do enough of the job when it comes to the player management and all of that. Now, but all of this, the back stops with Florentino Perez. He tends to give players a lot of power, and it's the reason why when Xabi Alonso came in as a system-oriented manager, who is not too much of a player-oriented manager, immediately the cracks began to show. The president of the club decided that the coach has to go. And that is the problem. If you keep on using the coaches as scapegoats every time you sack them, every time you let them go, and then you don't crack the whip with the players, you get things like this. Now, the Madrid team is divided along very serious fault lines. There is a European section and there's a South American section. And the fight between, what's his name, Tchouaméni and Valverde, it was clear. You saw the video of Kylian Lutin Mbappe getting out of the Madrid Sports City and then laughing in his car. A day where two senior players have fought in a club. Mbappe is driving out and then he is in his car sheepishly laughing.
Yeah.
And I asked myself,
I saw that video.
It doesn't look as if he even takes that serious.
He doesn't care.
That's not
what is happening.
That's not. And that is a big deal. They're like, again.
And Florentino Perez will have to be worried about such.
Yes. They're like, again. Football players fight everywhere in the world. Football players, they fight everywhere in the world. But immediately if a football player fights and that there's somebody in the dressing room that keeps on leaking, you mention that you have a detailed explanation. And like, it's true. Marca and almost everybody in Madrid gave a detailed explanation.
Yeah.
And that is worrying because it means that there's somebody close to the action that is detailing the action to a journalist.
Mm.
And very, very problematic. Federico Valverde said he fainted and his head fell on the table and all of this story. That one is story. I don't mean him so, or yeah.
He's gone to the hospital.
Or epilepsy.
He's been asked to stay home.
I don't know.
Because,
I don't know.
Because the blow has affected him.
I'm born of him from.
I'm right there. Missed that. I'm going to have
for me,
it is your voice.
I think then it comes down to Jose Mourinho or Jurgen Klopp. I would have wished the long term, I think that Jurgen Klopp would have been perfect because you don't play the fool like that in front of Jurgen.
Yeah.
Just as Jose. It's just that with Jose, I feel like his fuse is so short that after 6 months...
You make it worse.
That's what I was going to say. He will spoil the whole thing.
Yeah, you make it worse.
After 6 months, if you're not careful, you'll be fighting the
players. Jose will make it worse.
That is the issue with Madrid. But
anyway.
We excited. We get something to laugh about.
It's Chelsea-Liverpool anyway, but Javier says Chelsea has no chance. Javier, you said Arsenal cannot win the championship.
Then I wanted you to ask Javier for me. I wanted you to ask, does he miss Enzo Maresca?
No, I don't miss him. Why okay. Should I miss him?
You don't miss
him? Hey. That's the question. He's answered you.
No, so. But he should explain why he doesn't miss Maresca.
Why do you want him?
Because times are worse than they were under Maresca.
What is so special about Maresca?
No, but times are worse than they were under Maresca.
But was it not better than...
But why didn't you ask about Thomas Tuchel and the other managers? Maybe he's the one that I miss so much because he got us the Champions League.
Okay.
And so I miss Thomas Tuchel. I don't miss Enzo Maresca for anything. No.
Yeah. Maresca won the Club World Cup.
No, he says he doesn't miss him for anything. He values the Champions League more than
I don't miss Maresca for anything.
2019.
But he won the Champions League.
But he won it.
2021.
He won the Champions League.
I even miss
2021.
He won the Champions League.
I even miss
2021.
He won the Champions League.
I even miss Roberto Di Matteo.
Okay. He also won the Champions League.
Who
else do you miss?
Obviously, Mourinho because he got us our first league title after so many years.
I don't know what you want to talk about.
Buys players. Huh? The decision is taken by the club president to buy the players and the coach is not consulted or even has nothing to do with the recruitment or even buying of players. That's what happens sometimes. So recently, what you find some managers or some coaches is that they want to be in charge of sporting decisions when it comes to recruitment. Chelsea, for instance, we are talking about there's rumor making rounds that maybe Xabi Alonso will come. And he wants some measure of control when it comes to getting players. Because he's coming to play a certain system, he wants a certain type of players.
Will you be okay with Alonso?
Yeah, I'll be okay with him.
Okay.
I'll be okay with him. That is if he's given the free hand to operate.
Okay.
If the owners, the blue code, those guys will learn sense. By now, I'm sure they've learned a lot of sense, common sense. And they will allow a manager to come and do what is right.
Hey, Javier, sometimes your choice of words is always you.
Oh, but. Oh.
Have you said you'll be happy to get Xabi Alonso at Chelsea?
Yes.
I had never brought food into that. I
mean, to me,
that's a brought food into that. I'm not saying answer.
But he wasn't happy with Maresca. But he'll be happy with Xabi Alonso.
Yes.
He says he'll be here.
He'll be happy with why?
Why?
He'll be very much happier if Xabi Alonso is given full control of the team.
The thing is that at this point,
with no interference.
At this point, the interference that there will be. There is no
club. No, yes, but to a certain level.
Yes. Uh-huh. At this point in time, Chelsea doesn't have a choice. Chelsea have made a grave mistake.
They should go back for Maresca.
I mean,
he still have
the man is going to be Man City coach. Going to coach champions and he will go to Champions League. When Chelsea that are languishing 9th, 10th. Then Javier, after every 3 days, when he drop points, we'll see your Nyadia, Kwani, and Pamun, and Selection. Yeah, they will do it to Xabi Alonso in first four. You are here.
Now, Selection, yeah, announce me and Ghana.
You see, after 4 months, they will do it to Xabi Alonso.
Me and Ghana.
They will do it to Xabi Alonso. Chelsea fans, that is their thing. They will do it to Afri, Jibua, when Afri, the Munai, but we no more want to say, and they'll come back again.
But are you winning against Liverpool?
Well, now Javier is crazy, and you know me. I'm sure
you can win.
I guess we can win against Liverpool.
Okay.
But the players don't want to play football again. Oh. I think they're
waiting for the end of the season.
And then maybe the FA Cup final.
They don't
want to play again. Look at them against Nottingham Forest. They were just abysmal. Somebody playing as if there was basically nothing at stake. What has happened is that they know they can't even qualify for the Champions League. Maybe even the Conference League, they may not even qualify. But the only realistic chance of playing in Europe next season is maybe to win the FA Cup and maybe get a chance to play in Europe. Maybe. You get it? So maybe that's where the concentration is going to be. But the league there, they know it's gone. I mean, everything is gone. So they don't care again. They don't care. One power.
Okay. All right. So there are matches coming up this weekend. Arsenal is playing West Ham. What do you make of the chances of Arsenal? Arsenal fans are still gunning for the double. They have the belief and the faith and the conviction that, yes, the double is possible. Winning the Premier League as well as the Champions League. Yeah. Arsenal is playing West Ham. Mm-hmm. City is playing Brentford at Etihad. We have Chelsea, Liverpool also playing today. 0320-83596-83597. We've also discussed about the crisis within the Real Madrid camp. A lot of fights going on here and there. The two players, that's Tchouaméni and Valverde, have been fined €500,000 each. Okay, hello, good morning.
Hello, Sue.
Yeah, Jordan, how are you?
I'm good. Yourself?
I'm fine. Did you hear when I was telling you about the difference between Arsenal and Chelsea, especially in the last three seasons?
He said, I heard everything.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right.
So are you sure that you can win the league?
You, if you have your doubts, don't worry. You say what you want to say.
What about the Champions League? It's going to be falling for
the double is within reach.
Eh?
The double is within reach.
Arsenal is not like Chelsea. When the cap is there, we know how to play and take it. But Chelsea, they go and do basa, and they take it like the Carabao Cup.
Okay. All right, Jordan, thank you very much for your call. 03-220-83596-83597. 03-220-83596-83597. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Dina.
Yes, sir. Uncle George, how are you?
By the grace of yourself.
I'm fine, thank you. Let's hear you, Uncle George.
And greetings to all the crew members there.
Yeah.
Especially Mr. Clemente. Mr. Nassampa.
Okay, yeah. Into no one.
Well, for tomorrow's El Clasico, I want Real Madrid to put away their boxing ring somewhere so that tomorrow they will come and play against Barca. You don't want excuses or people be saying that they will, because Mbappe was nowhere and there were some issues at camp and all that. That's how Barcelona beat them. You are going to beat them very well. So they should prepare and come. And we are going to win the cup because of beating them.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
I don't know why people are still doubting. The doubting Thomas should pack their things and go somewhere. Arsenal is winning the league. Last week, I said that because they have two games ahead of Man City, they will win these 6 points and put pressure on Man City. And definitely City was going to drop the point. And it happened. So I believe Arsenal is going to maintain their momentum and win the league. Again, I don't know why people say don't believe that Arsenal will win the Champions League.
Okay.
Last season, they met Real Madrid. And people were saying, oh, that is the end of Arsenal. But what happened? Home and away, pack to pack. They gave it to them. So I don't see why PSG should win the cup again.
All right.
What happened?
Uncle George, thank you very much. Let me speak to Christophe. Christophe, good morning. Okay, looks like we lost Christophe. Abri.
Good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm fine, you?
Very fine, thank you. Let's hear you.
Those who are doubting Arsenal should go and start with a woman. Arsenal is going to win doubles this year. I've been saying this every day. I don't support them, but I want them to win something this year. And tomorrow, in the London Derby, to win and continue to win the rest of the matches. Thank you.
Okay, yeah. Thank you very much. Let me speak to Kofi Mensah. Hello, Kofi, good morning.
Yeah, Zell,
I said, bad, Okra. I tell you.
It looks like we're losing our sense. Everything turned around quickly.
Let's say it's for us. It's for us. We have to take it.
It's
we are close.
Everybody apart. We are winning. Is it PSG? They play a system. If you watch them carefully, you can curb their rampaging runs in their wings. And Dembele will be hiding somewhere. You just step in and slot in the goal. It's not going to be easy, but if Arteta does his homework very well, he will be able to win. For the league there, it's over. For the league there, they don't have any reason to lose a point. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Kofi, for your call. Let me speak to Christophe. Christophe, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Della. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, thank you. And you?
That's the loudest myself.
Person. Okay, greetings to Master Ite. Let's hear you now.
Master Ite, Alarm Services. They are doing the listening.
Okay.
His secretary, Mr. Opoku from Pondivi.
Uh-huh. Let's move on.
For Canberra, no money, organizing BBR amount. Have you Clemente?
Christoph.
The legend man. You see, Opa, what's it? One one, can I make a money shoe, Pao? Money shoe. Oh, young found come on issue. No, very important. And some of our canoe, Buapa, Sabian Penifono, yeah, Utomufua. I'm sure they will do take it. Della,
yeah,
Asana, you see, baby, on more drone to me. I'm telling them that they have no cause not to win the league and as and also the Champions League. You see, their morale is risen, they've had that. Mental fortitude that look, we can do it. Look, PSG is beatable. It's just the referee that you know witnessed the match between PSG and Bayern was very biased. He cheated Bayern Munich. I'm telling you, the way he was, you know, refereeing the match was so poor. But I'm sure that Arsenal meet PSG boot to boot at the Champions League level, and inshallah. Arsenal will win two cars.
Okay.
This very season.
Thank you.
It took time to pass. Thank you, my brother.
All right. Let me speak to Adoma from Ahima Kokobe. Adoma, good morning.
Good morning, Della.
How are you?
I'm good, and you?
Very fine, thank you. Let's hear you.
Okay, Liverpool, we are playing long time against Chelsea.
Yeah.
Okay, we are going to win this match because we needed the 3 points to qualify the Champions League. And people should stop saying Arsenal can't beat PSG. Why can't they beat PSG? They should stop saying that. And today, Arsenal are playing West Ham.
That's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
What time?
4:30.